Coming up on WealthWorks Radio, we often hear words of wisdom when it comes to retirement planning. On today's show, we'll highlight three quotes that could help you plan for the kind of retirement you've always wanted. Stay tuned.
WealthWorks Radio.
Asset protection.
Tax reduction.
Holistic planning.
South Florida's wealth, financial, and income coach. Eric Kearney.
Welcome in, everybody. This is WealthWorks Radio with Eric Kearney. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Eric is a fiduciary. He is an author, president of Retirement Wealth, and all-around good guy. Hey, Eric, how's it going?
I'm great, Steve. How are you?
Very, very well. This will be a fun one when we're talking about this. And here we are. Can you believe it's already August? Holy cow.
It's unbelievable. I mean, here we are, like we're sitting here and I'm like, boy, is it hot? And then I realize, holy cow, it's also August.
Exactly. What else are you going to do? So we put together some quotes here and there are often quotes from, you know, the financial wizards out there, the Warren Buffetts of the world always offer those pearls of wisdom. But we put together some quotes here, Eric, that come from people you might not expect, but I like what they say. What do you think?
I love them.
800-779-1942, that's the number that'll get you started. So go ahead, give us our first one.
Yeah, so the first one is by a favorite of mine, George Foreman. And his quote is, "The question isn't at what age I want to retire, it's at what income." And I love that because it's so true, because a lot of people are like, you know what, I'm not ready to retire until I can reach that income that I actually want to be agreeable on with my wife, my family, and my lifestyle. So in Southwest Florida, and you and I were just talking about this, Steve, we have become accustomed to a certain lifestyle that we don't want to outlive, and we want to maintain that lifestyle. And so there's a lot of times where I ask a prospective client, how would you feel if you lost your current lifestyle? And it really, they sit back and they actually think about that, because that is not something that we're willing to sacrifice. We want to commit to this kind of lifestyle. We worked hard for it, and we certainly don't want to lose that.
No, of course not. But again, it all does come down to income in retirement.
Yeah, and the whole thing is that, you know, a lot of people don't take financial planning very seriously, especially when they're like in their like 50s, early 60s, and even mid 60s. And the reason why is because we don't feel financially vulnerable enough at that point. We know that if we had to go back to work, or we could go to work part-time, either at Wegmans or on a golf course and do something, it's not mentally, financially vulnerable in our heads that we could run out of money. When all of a sudden we get to our late 60s and our early 70s, and all of a sudden those bones are cracking a little bit more, we realize we can no longer go back to work. And every single year that we get older, the more vulnerable we actually feel financially. And we want to be able to show every single client where their income's coming from, how they're going to pay for it, why they're going to pay for it out of there, how sustainable is it? Is it increasing income? Is it outpacing inflation? And by the way, do we have healthcare and medical costs involved in that? And these are all the things that people want to pay attention to. But the majority of people who walk through my front door have no clue where their income's going to come from, and that is just unacceptable.
Why do you suppose that is?
It's like what Donna, my financial planner, says. Most advisors don't know how to build an income plan. And I think that's the truth.
Wow.
Because people are coming in from these large firms, these big firms, and I call these places financial parking lots. You basically just have your money parked there. If you really believe that somebody's writing a financial plan based on your portfolio, you're wrong. If you really think that somebody's basing and building an income plan based on your portfolio, you're wrong. And if you really think that at these big firms, your account is getting managed, maintained, monitored, and rebalanced, you are completely wrong. And I'm telling you right now, I've said this for a long time, these are nothing but financial parking lots. Your money is invested. That's all it is. Whatever the market does, whatever that mutual fund does, exchange traded fund, stock, whatever it is that you're in, that's all it's going to do. What you have to do is you have to build a comprehensive financial plan that's matching the lifestyle that you want. And then you're going to build that lifestyle income plan that's showing increased inflation with everything that you want. Where's my paycheck going to come from? And then all of a sudden, it's going to go right down to the investments, because it's going to be your lifestyle that actually determines your investments. And unfortunately, everyone's going in and they're determining their investments first and not even realizing how much their lifestyle costs. It's so backwards in this industry. And when people come in to see us, they're like, Eric, that makes total sense.
So let me ask you this. Do you think it's if it's investments first for someone, from an advisor standpoint, they're lying in their pockets.
They're lying in their pockets 100%. All they're interested in doing is going back to their manager and saying, hey, I signed over this account today. And that manager says to them, great, move on to the next one. Well, since I don't have a manager, I don't have anyone to answer to except myself. And there's no one harder on myself than me.
Right.
And so the thing is that I'm going to put them through a process, and this is what our clients want. They want that process. This is why we have very low attrition. And so people are coming into us and they're like, Eric, we are absolutely tired of these big firms. We want a process. We want service. But more importantly, like, we want to be heard. And there's a lot of people that are coming to us because they're not being heard from their current advisor or their current advisory firm. And so the thing is that through this whole pandemic, this has been eyes wide open about this whole industry. And I've said this before, but this year is actually lifting off the camouflage from all of these advisors who really don't do, who are not committed to financial planning, income planning, or any kind of planning whatsoever. And so people are realizing my portfolio isn't as great as I thought it was. More importantly, I really don't have a plan moving forward. And so the thing is that I want our clients to know where they stand at all times, and that's non-negotiable.
And as it should be. And folks, if you're interested, 800-779-1942. Let's go. We got a couple more quotes here, Eric. Let's go on to the next one.
Sounds good. So this one is from Chris Rock. Great comedian, great actor. And Chris is hysterical. There's no doubt about it. But this is an interesting quote here, too, because this is pretty much how we run our practice. Wealth is not about having a lot of possessions. It's about having a lot of options. And I can't agree with him any more about this one.
Right.
And you know, Steve, it's about flexibility. It's about creating options. And so when it comes to options with this, what he's talking about in the financial planning world, is where I come from, it's income options. How am I creating different income options? How am I creating different income options in case the market tanks? What if it goes up? What if it goes sideways? What about growth options? What about market correction options? What about recessionary options? What about tax-free options? What about healthcare medical options? What about estate planning options? It's option, option, option. I am constantly creating alternatives so that as the market ebbs and flows, I'm going and creating different buckets of money that I can go and choose from at all times. And throughout this year, we've gone into several different buckets and have grabbed several different kinds of money for our clients' retirement. And so there's a lot of people that say, I can't believe how well my portfolio has thrived this year. Oh, and by the way, we're in the middle of a recession and we're in the middle of a pandemic. How were we able to do that? It's because we created options. And I'll tell you, we have a lot of very demanding clients, which I like, and they demand a sophisticated strategy, but they're also demanding options. And that's what we're providing with them.
Well, and again, getting back to, you know, we talk about the big houses and you know, you call them financial parking lots, which I like. And you know, there is a certain, I think there's a mindset for people. Well, if it's this big organization that I've heard of and they advertise a lot on television and on radio, they must be good. And,
right.
And that's an assessment, an assumption you shouldn't make.
It's that safety factor. And, you know, we had a gentleman come in. He's like, well, I've been with Fidelity for about 5 years. And I said, how many advisors have you had over the past year? And I said, when you call that 1-800 number, how many different people do you get? He's like, well, I did have one guy that was pretty good a couple of years ago. Yeah, but where's he now, right? And so the thing is that if somebody's always calling you up and saying, hey, Eric, you know, it's me calling from Fidelity. I'm kind of interested in, you know, working with you. I'm taking over your account today. I mean, that's not going to work. It's like, hey, you know what? If you're there in another 6 months, give me a call. But normally, these people are just trying to climb the ladder, get more pay or whatever it may be. They're not going to be around. And so when a client comes into us, they're assigned with people and they're actually working with them on a regular basis. They're entering into a financial relationship. That's what people want. So our typical client has been working with a larger firm for a very long time, and now they're like, Eric, we really need help. Like, we really need a plan, a sophisticated strategy, and we want to, you know, bring in CPAs, we want to bring in estate planning attorneys, whatever that may be, but we're building them, again, all those options that Chris Rock was talking about.
Sure.
And so at this point, when you're building several different portfolios, you're building options, you're creating income options.
Well, and folks, this is a great opportunity, Eric. Maybe we just open up the lines, invite folks to give us a call.
Yeah, sure. If you've never had a fully written comprehensive financial plan or you're in need of a second opinion, give us a call. We're going to take the next 5 callers who are in need of that financial plan that is missing. If you are serious about your finances, then this is for you. We'll create a full-blown financial plan review valued at over $1,000. Let's give it away. Absolutely complimentary. No obligation to the next 5 callers who are serious and have saved over $500,000 for retirement. And what this will consist of is simply taking the mystery out of financial planning by taking a look at what you're currently doing and maybe just making some slight changes. We're going to map it out. We're going to run all the reports for you. The fee report, the Morningstar reports, a tax analysis, maybe a volatility analysis. Let's see where it takes you. Let's see where that plan leads you. Let's get you reacquainted with your portfolio, and again, without any obligation. If you're interested in your very own income plan, we'll show you proven strategies and techniques to turbocharge your retirement income. In short, we're going to take all the guesswork out of financial planning. So again, for the next 5 callers, a full-blown comprehensive financial plan review. It's over $1,000 value. We'll be giving it away complimentary, no obligation. Call us today.
800-779-1942 is the number. A chance to put that financial roadmap together. I mean, we've been talking about options. We're talking about income. Those are all the things that Eric and his team can do for you to help put that together, help make it easy to understand. It's a chance to get a true, practical financial review. And if you've never done it before, or maybe you're just tired of being a number and your personality can come through. Right, Eric? I mean, you like your clients.
Oh, I love my clients. I mean, they really are like a second family to me. For sure.
Yeah. So here it is. It's a chance to get that comprehensive financial review. You're going to find out, yep, this is where I am today. These are some options that I've got. But more importantly, you're going to have in your hand that roadmap, that guide that's going to help get you to where you need to be and where you want to be when it comes to retirement. 800-779-1942. Again, 800-779-1942.
Next up on WealthWorks Radio, as we all begin to adjust to the new normal, there are some things you can do to take advantage of the current situation. When we come back, some financial measures to consider, particularly if you've been a good saver for retirement.
On WealthWorks Radio with Eric Carney. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Eric, of course, is a fiduciary and independent. He's got a great team of folks around him and happy to talk with you, especially in these weird times. And, you know, you talk about new normal, and I think if I hear that too many more times, I'm just going to scream.
I know, Steve. I mean, people are tired, washing your hands, wear your mask, this and that. I mean, people are tired of it. It's just like, you know, when we get the hurricanes, you know,
The
guy on TV, if he said you have to hunker down one more time, I think people were just going to scream.
I understand. Yeah. Wow. So, but we
just get sick of it.
Yeah, but we do have to face things because it is different. I mean, you know, and we have to do things differently. So let's talk about Roth conversions amidst a pandemic. Is that still a good idea?
I think so. I mean, this has created a great opportunity for Roth conversions at an affordable tax cost while gaining some insurance against future tax rates. You know, 2026, all current tax rates sunset. And so more than likely, there's going to be a significant change. Remember that the SECURE Act was a bipartisan agreement. I don't care where you stand politically, because nobody can blame the SECURE Act on either side, because it was a complete bipartisan agreement. They are coming after your taxes one way or another. And it's funny because people used to say, oh, I heard the government's going to steal my 401k. Not exactly. They're just going to tax the hell out of it. Mm-hmm. And so more than likely, this is where Roth conversions, especially over a period of time. And by the way, we have some really cool ideas of how to do Roth conversions. And so we're not going to tell that over the air, but we do this for a lot of our clients, and it's not using your own money. So we're taking a look at that. And we've been taking a lot of educational classes with some really big high-end CPAs and everything, and really doing a lot of brainstorming during this whole time. And I'll tell you, we've come up with some really combative ways to really reduce taxes in the future. So we're super excited about that. We're actually going to be rolling out the program again this September, but this is already something that we're implementing with our current clients.
800-779-1942 gets you a head start on that one. Boy, I'm intrigued. I'm sure that folks will be very curious to find out a little bit more about that, because you're right, with the stimulus and other. There's another stimulus, and now who knows what happens then. That's a lot of money that they're printing.
It is. And, you know, the thing is, Steve, is that when you work with as many families as I do, the interesting thing is that you get to see people's problems from a much larger perspective between the ages of 55 and, let's say, 85 years old. I mean, we've seen what to do in retirement, what not to do. And so from a planning perspective, I see when a older client comes into me and they say, Eric, I'm paying a fortune in taxes, or I have all this stock market exposure. And I think to myself, why didn't somebody 15 or 20 years ago start to realize that they're going to be in a highly taxable situation? Why didn't somebody tell them that you're going to have all this stock market exposure, all this unwanted stock exposure that nobody wants at that age? He's like, I don't want to keep constantly staring at the stock market and worrying about it, more importantly. There's a lot of advisors who are not able to forecast that for their clients. That means that they should not be working with that kind of client. I mean, our clients are coming in, they're demanding a sound financial strategy that's reducing all kinds of risk. And so the whole thing is that with these Roth conversions, what we're trying to do is delete them from stock market exposure, but also free up all the tax implications that are going to come down the road.
And with the CARES Act, there were some changes made. Well, there's the Secure Act, the CARES Act, both impacted RMDs, but the CARES Act most recently said you don't have to have one this year.
Right. And there's a lot of people that are taking advantage of that. They're like, I might as well let my money grow. And so now all of a sudden, you don't have to take it out for this year. More than likely, they're going to start it back up for 2021. And again, with the Secure Act, you don't have to start taking out your required minimum distributions until age 72. So there are a few things that have changed. But like I said, whenever the government delays something, it's for their own benefit. And you've got to realize that, because they're going to delay that required minimum distribution until 72, but they're going to get you in the long run unless you're prepared for this. And I have an awful lot of clients that are coming into me and saying, Eric, I don't want to have my money anywhere tied to the Secure Act. I'm not going to pay for someone else's Social Security for the next 10 years. I understand that. And so this is, again, why we're looking to do Roth conversions over time, among other things as well.
I also read a story, and maybe you have too, that there one of the things being considered is bumping that RMD requirement to age 75. And so then I asked the question, well, what's in it for them? Well, I guess it just breaks down to a stretch IRA, and they're going to get their money one way or the other pretty quickly.
Exactly, because I think that if they bump that up to age 75, that account is going to grow much higher. But I also don't think that there's going to be a lot of people in between that time who are still going to be taking out their required minimum distributions just because they need that money. The thing is that there's some people that have pensions and Social Security, and they're like, I don't need that money. The problem is that you run into healthcare and medical issues, and sometimes that creates another issue for you. So there's a lot of times where we've got to be, again, eyes wide open to what could come out of left field and be prepared for that. So no matter what the required minimum distribution is, that financial plan is always updated with their actual needs and goals. And so it really doesn't matter when they actually have to take out their required minimum distributions. It's based on their lifestyle.
And one of the things that you do is you take advantage of whatever the situation is, and obviously you try to enhance it or make it better for the client. So one of the things that the CARES Act did was the charitable contribution percentage, which some folks could take advantage of that. I mean, we're talking to a more a higher net worth type person, but again, that's who we're talking to here.
Right, but this actually helps out because the CARE Act now modified the adjusted gross income limitation for charitable contributions. But what it's doing is it's allowing individual donors to deduct qualified cash donations up to 100% of their adjusted gross income. So the nice thing about that is now this is qualified money that you can actually contribute. So if you do have a special charity that you want to give, this could be a huge deduction. And it's kind of a good way to reduce your taxable income in any given year. So there are some times where people are getting hit pretty heavy with taxes, and we come through, do a charitable contribution and actually reduce that. So it may not be something that you want to do every single year, but there may be a specific year or two that you want to do this to really reduce this. And this is why we're working with a lot of very high-end CPAs, because and I like CPAs and I appreciate what they do. The problem is that they're always looking at history. And what we're doing is we're actually working with CPAs who are looking and forecasting forward and saying, okay, what can we do to reduce your taxable income going forward? That's what people want. I mean, by the time you already get there, it's kind of too late. I mean, if you haven't done tax planning and you haven't been preparing it for quite a while, you're all of a sudden going to get hit with taxes. It's not like we can turn off those taxes anytime soon. It's going to take a few years to kind of combat that a little bit. So there's a lot of things that we can implement. But again, we have to be able to forecast all of our clients' needs way ahead of time before they become an issue.
Well, and again, this year it's got to be a bit of a challenge, Eric. I mean, there's an election looming. I mean, who knows what's going to happen?
I'm glad you brought that up, Steve, because I'll tell you what, you know, 2008, we got through 2008 pretty well. There's a lot of people that suffered through it financially. I was very grateful that we got our clients all through that without any collateral damage, okay? Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've been through multiple recessions and pullbacks and the tech bubble and 9/11 and so forth. We've been through some terrible events. This year, no doubt, has been the perfect storm for a lot of things. And whether it's political, whether it's, you know, the pandemic, whether it's the recession, whatever it may be, there's just been a lot of things thrown to us. But I'll tell you this, the light at the end of the tunnel is, through proper wealth management, we've had a very good year. And when people see our GIPS verified rates of return, they're almost falling over because there's still a lot of people out there that are suffering. And so they're suffering for many different reasons because they're not being paid attention to by their advisor, but they also thought that their portfolio was okay. Now this year, they're realizing how bad their portfolio actually is. More importantly, how poor their service is. And so this year has been very difficult for a lot of people. There's a lot of people that are not working. There's a lot of people that are suffering. There's a lot of people that can't go to their family's funerals. There's a lot of people that can't travel. So there's a lot of different things that are happening this year. So what you really have to do is you've got to turn this off and you've got to think of three things. What are three things that I can do to improve my life today? And how can I get through this pandemic a little bit better? And that's kind of what we've been focusing on for our clients through financial planning. What are three things that we can improve your situation with this year? And so a lot of times we say, all right, this is a pandemic. It's a horrible time. How can we get through this a little bit better?
Yeah, absolutely. And folks, if you're wondering how you can get through this a little bit better, why don't you give Eric a call, get on the calendar, and have that conversation.
Yeah, if you're interested in a second opinion or you're looking for a fully blown, written, comprehensive financial plan that you've never had before, we're going to take the next five callers who are in need of that financial plan that is missing. If you are serious about your finances, then this is for you. We'll create a full-blown financial plan review valued at over $1,000. Let's give it away absolutely complimentary, no obligation, to the next five callers who are serious and who have saved at least $500,000 for retirement. And what this will consist of is simply taking the mystery out of financial planning by taking a look at what you're currently doing and maybe just making some slight changes. We're going to map it out. We're going to run all the reports for you. The fee report, the Morningstar reports, a tax analysis, maybe a volatility analysis. Let's see where it takes you. Let's see where that plan leads you. Let's get you reacquainted with your portfolio. And again, without any obligation. If you're interested in your very own income plan, we'll show you proven strategies and techniques to turbocharge your retirement income. In short, we're going to take all the guesswork out of financial planning. So again, for the next five callers, a full-blown comprehensive financial plan review. It's over $1,000 value. We'll be giving it away complimentary, no obligation. Call us today.
What a great opportunity, folks. Don't let it slip by. Make that phone call to Eric, 800-779-1942. Sit down. Get that financial roadmap put together. Let Eric and his team really translate a lot of complex financial world into something that just becomes clear and easy to understand. It's a true, practical financial review, whether it's a second opinion, maybe it's the first time you put a plan together. 800-779-1942 is how you start. You're going to get a comprehensive financial review, all the extras that go along with it. But most importantly, when it's done, you will have in your hands that roadmap, the guide that can really help get you to where you need to be and where you want to be when it comes to retirement. 800-779-1942. Again, 800-779-1942.
Coming up on WealthWorks Radio, when we come back, we're going to take on four things you can do in your 50s that could help you get ready for your retirement in your 60s.
Back on WealthWorks Radio with Eric Carney. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Eric, you are a busy man. You've got offices everywhere. You're talking about your Bonita Springs office a lot. This is quite the place, huh?
Yeah, it's been we've been super busy in that office, and we did a huge remodel. It's open, it's beautiful, and I'll tell you, that was one of the best moves that we've made. So now we're in Bonita, Cape Coral, Punta Gorda, and Sarasota, and all four of our offices are very busy. The interesting thing is about the one in Sarasota and Bonita was we were typically busier in season, and now it seems like we're busy all year round. So I'm very grateful that we got both of those offices up and running, and busy.
So do you think people, maybe didn't go back up north this year?
Oh, for sure.
Stayed?
Yeah. Especially, I know that Chicago area was hit pretty hard. Mm-hmm. My buddy, I have a couple financial planning buddies out of Chicago. They actually went back to their families in Ohio and stayed there because Chicago was so bad. And of course, New York was really bad. So I think a lot of people stayed here. But then, of course, you know, we became the hotbed of COVID for a little while. But just a little bit. It's hard to believe. It's like, man, why out of all 50 states are you the hotbed of it, right? So, but we are, along with California and Texas right now. So hopefully these numbers go down. You know, everyone's trying to wear masks and everything. Everything's hopefully going to get a little bit better. And, like I said, we're just praying that this whole thing ends soon. And I just feel terrible for all the people that this has been affecting, because it just... it's been brutal on everyone this year.
That's tough. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, this is an interesting segment as well, in that, you know, we're talking about doing things in your 50s that can help make their 60s a lot better. And I think for a lot of us, you know, you wake up one day and you're 52 or 53 years old and you go, holy crap, I'm going to have to retire here.
Right.
You know,
right.
And there is that sense of urgency, in your 50s. And the thing is it's not too late in your 50s to begin to put that plan together. Take the next 5 or 10 years and really put a plan together.
Exactly. And I'll tell you what, I mean, the thing is that the sooner that you start, the better off that you are. I mean, you know, we see a lot of people coming in and they're like, I wish I did this 5 years ago. That is the common denominator. I don't care how much money people have. They all say, I wish I started earlier. I wish I just gave you a call. I wish I met you 5 years ago. I wish I met you 3 years ago. And I promise you one thing. There's so many times when we talk to an awful lot of people off the radio show or off the TV show, and they say, Eric, I'm definitely going to come in and see you. And the majority of them, Steve, do not. And those are the people that I know that we could have made a huge difference in their financial lives, because we've done it for so many other people. But I've gotten to the point where we're so busy, I don't chase them. I think that we do a really good job with our clients. We put them through a process. It's fully transparent. They understand where they are. They also understand that you cannot procrastinate any longer. This is going to hurt you in the long run. And so the thing is that, again, when we're 50, we still feel like, hey, we're pretty young. When we're 55, we're like, eh, I got to get going. But I'll tell you what, if you start at 50, there's going to be a huge difference between 50 and 55. I promise you that. Those 5 years, if you miss out on those, that's a huge lost opportunity that you can never regain. So you've got time on your side, and this is where you've got to, you know, take advantage of all those contributions, those catch-up provisions that they have. What are my options? What can I do? How do I make sure that I'm properly investing? How do I get started on my retirement?
Also, it's a good time to talk about asset allocation, especially right now with the market doing what it's doing and COVID and all of that. You got to make sure that you're not just laying it all out there.
The asset allocation is so critical to your financial success. This is where building a sophisticated portfolio, am I looking at fees? Am I looking at risk? Am I looking at volatility? If you're not managing your risk and you're not managing your volatility, I promise you, you're not managing your rate of return. And so there's a lot of people who actually believe that their portfolios are being managed. I promise you, the majority of the portfolios out there are just sitting in a portfolio somewhere and just, you know, doing whatever the market's going to do. They're not being managed, maintained, or monitored at all. And so the thing is that you've got to rebalance these portfolios. You got to make sure that they're relevant. You got to make sure that they're updated. You want to make sure that you're not paying a lot in fees. We met a client a couple weeks ago. He's paying 1% in fees, and his five-year average was -1.57. So they were making more money on his mutual fund than he was in 5 years.
Wow, and that doesn't seem right at all.
And not at all. But you know what? Again, it's the firm isn't going to bring this to your attention. They're going to be like, hey, if you don't mention anything, we're just going to keep it that way. And there's still a lot of people who are in these loaded mutual funds that are costing them thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars a year. It's just ridiculous. And so, again, people want to come in and they want to have a modern, sophisticated asset allocation. It's very easy to build. And again, we have done very, very well this year with our clients, right through a pandemic, right through a recession, and we're having a great year. And there's a lot of people that are like, Eric, I can't believe your portfolios compared to what we have. That's why we've been so busy. So the bottom line is that your asset allocation is a huge critical part of your portfolio. And that's actually part of the part of the offer that we offer in this radio show is to go through that into a personal financial blueprint for these people.
These are the kinds of things that, you know, from your 30s till your 50, you set it and forget it. Doesn't matter. And now when you're 50, it matters.
Yeah, set it and forget it doesn't work in retirement planning. I promise you that. There's not a lot of things that work with set it and forget it. I wish it was that way, but it's not. I mean, there's things where you have to make sure that there's eyeballs on your portfolio at all times. You have to make sure that somebody's watching and building that financial plan at all times. And by the way, all of our financial plans are linked to TD Ameritrade. So what happens is when your account goes up or down, that actually affects your financial plan. And our clients really aren't logging into TD Ameritrade. They're actually logging into their financial plan saying, look, can I still meet my goals and objectives? Am I still going to be able to get my income? What about healthcare? That's the only thing they care about. I already told them 5 and 10 years ago, by the way, your portfolio is going to fluctuate, but we don't really care about that. As long as we're maintaining that, we care that you're still going to be able to meet your lifestyle. We still care about that you're not going to lose that lifestyle that, again, you've become accustomed to. And so people like that. So our clients are logging into their financial plan and their income plan on a regular basis, not paying as much attention to the investments because they also understand that we're doing it. But we've also made them realize we cannot procrastinate any longer. We've got to get you up and running for this retirement.
So at what point do we start to talk about healthcare and healthcare options and that gap between maybe when we retire and when we start Medicare? I mean, there's a lot of things to consider there.
Literally when we start to write the financial plan, Steve, because, you know, even though all of that isn't until later in retirement. We have to figure out how we're going to amass enough money to be able to pay for that, because that's a completely separate bucket. That's a different kind of money that we're creating for that client. That's long-term money that we want to make sure is actually growing by 6% inflation for medical costs. And so what we're doing is $75,000 a year today is going to be another, a small fortune in another 20 years for medical costs. And so we're actually inflating that in the financial plan, and they actually see that. They're going to know that they have plenty of money based on today's dollars and tomorrow's dollars, that they're going to have enough money to pay for that. This is the thing that these big firms don't want to do. They do not want to take the commitment. They do not want to take the time to build out this financial plan. They simply want to take over your assets, charge you a fee, and hope everything is good. Hope is not a strategy. A financial plan is a strategy.
And that's where you differ, and that's what you guys do.
I love when people save money. Don't get me wrong. I love that. But if you don't understand why you're saving or what you're saving it for or your time horizon or your rate of return, it's really all for nothing. And that's what kind of drives me crazy about a lot of people, because I care about people's financial situations. I care about their financial success. But the thing is that help me help you, right? And that's what we're really getting into. So there's a lot of people that say, yeah, retirement's really important to me. Prove that to me, right? Go through the financial planning process with me and prove to me that it's important to you. Because we see a lot of people where they come in and they just want this to happen. It's not like you just go poof, poof, and you know, your financial plan's done. This is an ongoing process.
Yeah, it doesn't happen that way. And folks, you need to make it happen. And the way that you start is by calling Eric and his team and sitting down and putting that plan together.
Yeah, if you're interested in a second opinion or a full-blown financial plan, or you want a personal financial blueprint that is based on your current financial situation and your statements, give us a call. I will go through the entire portfolio with you. I will show you all your strengths, your weaknesses, your risk, your volatility, all your fees, your rates of return. We're going to do all this for you. So if you've never had a personal financial blueprint, I promise you, you will know more about your portfolio more than likely than ever before. So let's take the next five callers who are serious about your finances. This is a great opportunity for you. We'll also create a full-blown financial plan review valued at over $1,000. Let's give it away absolutely complimentary. No obligation to the next five callers who are serious and who have saved at least $500,000 for retirement. And what this will consist of is simply taking the mystery out of financial planning by taking a look at what you're currently doing and maybe just making some slight changes. We're going to map it out. We're going to run all the reports for you. The fee report, the Morningstar reports, a tax analysis, maybe a volatility analysis. Let's see where it takes you. Let's see where that plan leads you. Let's get you reacquainted with your portfolio, and again, without any obligation. If you're interested in your very own income plan, we'll show you proven strategies and techniques to turbocharge your retirement income. In short, we're going to take all the guesswork out of financial planning. So again, for the next five callers, a full-blown comprehensive financial plan review. It's over $1,000 value. We'll be giving it away complimentary, no obligation. Call us today.
Yeah, take advantage of it, folks. It's a good time. It's a good opportunity to sit down and put that financial roadmap together. Like Eric says, if it's the first time, yes. If you're looking for that second opinion, now is the time. And they can help make things that are complicated a lot less complicated, make it easy to understand. Get a true practical financial review. And if you're listening, then simply give us a call. It's 800-779-1942. You heard Eric. The next five callers get that comprehensive financial review. You find out where you stand today, yes, but most importantly, you end up with that roadmap that we talked about, that guide that's going to help get you to where you need to be and really where you want to be when it comes to retirement. Five callers right now, 800-779-1942, 800-779-1942.
Next up on WealthWorks Radio, my favorite part, questions from you and answers from me. Stay tuned.
We are back on WealthWorks Radio with Eric Carney. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Eric has been kicking around this business a day or two, and we're going to put him to the test. Eric, what do you think?
I like it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
So I know things in Florida are a little kinky right now, and you talked about the your seminars, your foundation for retirement, the course, and I know you're excited about it, but at the same time, you're not going to really do much with it this year, are you?
No, we just feel like it's irresponsible for us to, you know, I know that there's a lot of people that want retirement help, and through the radio show, the TV show, we're helping enough people through that. And we just don't want to, you know, we want to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. And so the thing is that we're really hoping that our numbers go down very quickly, you know, maybe in the next month or so. And again, I just think for the rest of this year, we're not willing to sacrifice people's health, you know, just to have a class or two. And sure. In the meantime, we're updating them. And, you know, we might get back to it in 2021. Who knows? I mean, sooner or later we will. But it's just it's different times right now. And so this year, more than ever, we've been taking on people across the United States due to Zoom, FedEx, and everything like that. And sure. People just realize, you know, that they want a financial plan built. So it's not just it's not just Southwest Florida. It's wherever we go.
Right. Well, that's interesting when you say you're hearing from people all over the country. Well, I mean, you got the podcast out there, so I mean, people can see it on Apple Podcasts or get it on Apple Podcasts, and they could certainly call you just as easily.
Yeah, we've had a lot of people call from Texas and California, so it's been really interesting. And they're just like, we don't care about the distance as long as, you know, we still get serviced. And
yeah.
We do a lot of videos and everything where they still feel like they understand who we are. So, I mean, it's just, you know, it's a whole new world for sure. But like I said, there's a lot of people out there who are in need of financial planning, and we're very serious about that.
Well, Erica, you've built, you know, your firm, you've built this, you know, to cater to people, you know, I mean, obviously a higher wealth or a higher net worth client, but at the same time, it doesn't matter. Everybody, whether it's 500,000 or 5 million, they get treated the same.
Absolutely. You know, the thing is, what I've really realized over the past 10 years, especially, is I never look at somebody's the value of their portfolio. I honestly couldn't care less. I respect where that money came from. I respect how someone worked for that 100%. But the bottom line is that I want to make sure that your portfolio eventually matches your lifestyle, that we're actually going to be able to live that lifestyle. So I'm first more convinced that I want to understand your lifestyle and how much, you know, money we need on an annual basis to see if your portfolio actually matches it. We have people that are pushing their portfolio across the table to me. I'm like, look, I'm like, I don't really care. And we've seen some really big portfolios this year. Good for that person. We understand that, right?
Right.
But the thing is that there's so much more to financial planning than just a big portfolio. Because sometimes when you have a really big portfolio, a lot of big problems come from that portfolio. So the thing is that we have to make sure that we're mitigating any risks, any market exposure, any tax situations, anything like that. Because I'm going to be honest with you, we have had people come into our office and I take a look at their $450,000 portfolio and they're like, Eric, this used to be worth $1.8 million. And I'm like, what happened? I've seen people who's had portfolios worth $3 million that were now worth $800,000 because
they had
a disabled child. Yeah, we've seen everything, Steve. So the thing is that whenever you see someone and they have hemorrhaged through money, that's when you know that financial planning is really critical. And I also had another very good client be in a very bad car accident about 3 months ago. And his wife calls me in tears on a Saturday morning and she says, Eric, we wouldn't have been able to get through this if we weren't working with you and we didn't do all the financial planning. We made sure that no matter what ifs came out of left field, they were going to be okay. Well, that came to fruition. And so the thing is that we have to take a look at all of these people's needs. And actually, we're working with imperfect information and trying to build a plan around that. And we have to build that plan because we don't know what's going to happen down the road. We
sure.
can sometimes forecast these things. But again, it's dealing with imperfect information, imperfect economies. You know, you've got recessions, corrections, elections, all these things that are happening. And we still have to be able to pay for that. And so this is why we take financial planning so seriously. And when somebody comes in, we want to make sure that we're giving them all the help that they need.
Absolutely. I love your passion, Eric, and you know what you're talking about. And let's jump into a couple of questions while we still have some time.
Sure.
Let's start with Amelia in Naples. She writes and says, I turned 70 later this year, and I'm working part-time. I don't necessarily need the income, but I like my work, and it gives me money to spend on a few extras. I have a few dollars left over each month. Recently, I read that I can still contribute to an IRA. With required minimum distributions around the corner and tax season always looming, I'm wondering, is that a good idea?
Yeah, I mean, anytime that you can put away extra money, that is great. Maybe not contribute to a traditional IRA, maybe consider a Roth IRA. More importantly, this may be something that you never thought of, is maybe contribute to a health savings account. So,
good idea.
Yeah, I mean, there's just a lot of different things. It's, again, purpose determines placement. What would be the purpose of that money? Do you need future income? Do you not have enough health care? There's a lot of different things for you to consider. And when you have extra money that you really don't need, maybe put it towards something that you actually don't have right now.
Well, and again, that, I mean, I think she's pretty smart, obviously, if she's saying, well, hey, I got some extra money. I want to do something with it.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And so, like I said, I mean, working part-time in an older age, I always talk about this. Whenever you see somebody that's working down the road, they're working out of two reasons, either out of inspiration or desperation. And it sounds like in this case, she's working more out of inspiration because she wants to work, which is great.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if that's the case, you know, you can kind of put it in different areas. But some people are working out of desperation because they just don't have enough money to retire. And that's a whole different ballgame.
Sure. 800-779-1942, Amelia, if you want. Let's jump to Franklin in Port Charlotte. He says, I'm 67, not yet filed for Social Security. I'm at full retirement age, and I heard that you can file for retroactive benefits. I certainly could use the money, he says. Can you explain what that is and how it works? Yeah, I'm curious.
Yeah, so this is kind of crazy because, you know, there used to be a lot more Social Security options out there, but there's not as many lately. So retroactive benefits are a one-time payment by the Social Security Administration. They can send to those who have delayed filing for retirement benefits for up to 6 months beyond their full retirement age. So in other words, if you file for benefits after you've reached your full retirement age, you can take a lump sum up to 6 months of benefits that have accrued between your full retirement age and your filing date.
Okay, so wow, if you needed money, that might be a solution to get you through.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different strategies that we have to look at. So that's what we're trying to do is seeing, okay, what options does that client have available to you, and really taking a look at those.
What's the downside to that? Is there one?
Not really. I mean, it's just that, you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of different options that have actually gone away over the years where people still think that they exist.
Okay.
And so we've got to be really careful about, you know, what options are available and what are not available.
All right. Fair enough. I like it. So Franklin, if you're interested, 800-779-1942. Let's jump to one more. Let's go to Howard in Cape Coral, who says, is it true that if a person turns 59 and a half, they can do a one-time withdrawal from a 401k without paying any penalties? Do some 401k companies not offer that financial non-hardship withdrawal option?
Yeah, so that really depends on the 401k company and how it's set up. Everyone has their different rules of how you can borrow from that. A lot of times you can borrow from that for up to 60 days. The only thing that I'll tell you about that is that I managed this 401k up in Michigan for a very long time. And the problem was is that one day I would fly up there like once every quarter, and I would go into the office, and this one lady would come in. She goes, hey, can I borrow from my 401k? And I go, yeah. And the reason that I said yeah was I knew as soon as she went out and she told everyone that she was going to borrow from that, everyone else was going to follow into the office and say, hey, can I borrow from my 401k?
Of course.
Yeah, it's a retirement account. It's not a savings account. It's not a checking account. You know, there are some things where, you know, things get really tough in life and we've got to, you know, borrow from that every once in a while. But just have the best intentions to pay that back, because you will suffer down the road if you don't pay that back. And a lot of times when people tell me I didn't pay that back, and I really, I really feel like I should have done that. You know, they really regret that move. So try to make it, you know, your last ditch effort before you have to take out any money from
them. Have the conversation. That's the main thing. And don't be embarrassed. Have the conversation with you. If there's a better way to do it, you'll help.
Right, exactly. I mean, that's the whole thing. We're trying to create options for people. It's just like we talked about in the very first segment. We're trying to create options for every single client for all of these what-ifs that could possibly happen.
All right. Well, folks, boy, we are up against the clock already, Eric. Why don't we invite folks to call us one last time today and get on your calendar?
Yeah, this is your last chance. If you've heard anything on today's show that kind of struck a nerve, give us a call today. If you've never had a second opinion or you're looking for a written comprehensive financial plan and you are serious about your finances, give us a call. We're going to take the next five callers who are in need of that financial plan that is missing. We'll create a full-blown financial plan review valued at over $1,000. Let's give it away absolutely complimentary, no obligation, to the next five callers who have saved at least $500,000 for retirement. And what this will consist of is simply taking the mystery out of financial planning by taking a look at what you're currently doing and maybe just making some slight changes. We're going to map it out. We're going to run all the reports for you. The fee report, the Morningstar reports, a tax analysis, maybe a volatility analysis. Let's see where it takes you. Let's see where that plan leads you. Let's get you reacquainted with your portfolio, and again, without any obligation. If you're interested in your very own income plan, we'll show you proven strategies and techniques to turbocharge your retirement income. In short, we're going to take all the guesswork out of financial planning. So again, for only the next five callers, a full-blown comprehensive financial plan review. It's over $1,000 value. We'll be giving it away complimentary, no obligation. Call us today.
Great time, folks. A good opportunity. Last time today that we're going to take calls for to get on Eric's calendar and take a lot of complex financial world, make it clear, make it easy to understand. Let he and his team answer your questions. It's a chance for you to get that true practical financial review. And it starts with that phone call, 800-779-1942. The next five callers get that comprehensive financial review. You see where you are today, yes, but most importantly, you end up with that roadmap, a guide that's going to help get you to where you need to be and where you want to be when it comes to retirement. 800-779-1942. Again, 800-779-1942. As always, Eric, one of my favorite hours of the week right here with you.
As well with me, Steve. Hey, everyone out there, thank you so much for listening. Remember, you only retire once, so let's get it right the first time. Have a great week and an even better retirement.
Eric Kearney is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors Incorporated, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Retirement Wealth Advisors, and this station are not affiliated. Exposures to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the field of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Insurance licensed in the state of Florida, insurance license number P138852. WealthGuard is a complete portfolio monitoring system designed by determining the amounts of downside risk a client is willing to tolerate. WealthGuard is added to a client's accounts to protect them from the downside risk. WealthGuard is not a stop-loss strategy. When the account value in the portfolio hits the targeted downside value, an alert is sent to the client, advisor, and money manager. There is no guarantee the exact WealthGuard value will be captured or the assets will be traded, liquidated the same day the WealthGuard value is reached due to the time of day or market restrictions.